There's lots of it's room. Time to get on or get off. Play some Man Wagon.
What you got?
Sean, this was almost so cool. Uno is coming to Vegas. The Uno Social Club will open at the Palms Casino Resort in Vegas July 18th to 20th. It's like an immersive experience, the theme roomed, Uno variants, Technicolor suite. It's almost like a pop-up, right?
Yeah.
And it's only going to run for 3 days. It's got a private suite decked out in red, blue, yellow, and green. But no betting.
What do you mean?
You're in Vegas, but the Uno Social Club does not allow any real money games.
What the hell's the point?
They unveiled this Uno Social Club concept earlier this year, like a new way to reimagine game night. Their vice president, Ray Adler, said, "We created Uno Social Clubs to reimagine what game night can be, bringing people together for real-world fun, connection, and a bit of friendly competition." The Vegas version is a limited-time promotion. It kicks off the new initiative. One lucky contest winner and a guest get to stay in an Uno-themed suite at the Palms.
Ooh.
With private bowling alley, personalized game host, and a massive stack of new and classic Uno decks.
Ooh.
You'll get to try out new limited-run variants like Uno Golf. You can lower your score by clearing columns and dodging high-value cards. Uno Teams, pair up with partners. Uno Show 'em No Mercy, apparently has a lot of knockout rules and penalties. What they know so far is that the entry was limited to winners of some nationwide contest. And despite the casino setting, no money. It is free only. Doing a non-cash game in Vegas is ass. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon. Stupid idea. And the fact you're only going to do it for like 3 days, even dumber. What a waste of money that nobody can win. You should be able to play Uno for money. You should be able to play Monopoly for money. You should be able to play like a lot of the old school board games for money in Vegas, in game rooms with girls and drinks and music and fun. But these people, maybe with one of the worst ideas ever, on the bandwagon.
Yeah, same here. I mean, what's the whole point of even just bringing this out or just throwing the idea out? I mean, people want to spend money. They want to bet. So this whole idea is ass, and just y'all should play me in Uno, honestly, if y'all want to lose some money.
Oh,
you know what?
Sounds like a challenge.
We're kind of due to go out as a show and get some wings and talk some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is going to have to bring the Uno cards.
Done. Book it.
All right. I'll go ahead and buy them. Actually,
I'll buy them. I got them.
Oh, you got them?
Me and my boy play Uno all the time at home.
Oh, okay. I was going to bring that. I was going to buy. You know they used to have that big old machine where if like you landed on whatever, you had to press it and all the cards would just fly?
Vaguely.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting that one
don't
for us.
Don't splurge. All right. We'll go old school, man.
That's fine. Even better.
Little Uno, little drink, little food. Ideas will be flowing. We're going to have the highest rated sports talk show in the city of Houston before you know it. Oh, wait. We already do.
Area 45, the best damn sports talk show in all of Houston.
Dun, dun, dun!
Not just the best. It's the highest damn rated.
Hell yeah. And for quite a while.
Yeah, and that's not ass.
That is not ass.
This
not
Vegas, ass. This Vegas idea, massive ass.
Playing cards in Vegas for no money. Ass. Full wagon.
Huge.
So, people with guns in New York City. What? You already know how this ends.
New York City.
So an elderly man, 76 years old, shot his cabbie because he didn't want to pay his cab fare. and then ran into his retirement home. This happened in the Bronx, home of the South Bronx slumlords. This elderly man shot a cabbie over a $40 fare in the Bronx, then just, you know, went off into his retirement home as the bloody driver laid in the street, dying.
Oh, no.
The cabbie, who was a 27-year-old immigrant from Guinea, who supports his family back home, was shot in the stomach by 76-year-old Joseph Meeks while he was still in the driver's seat of his yellow taxi outside Meeks' senior living facility on Monday afternoon. After being shot, he opened the door and fell out of the car. Photos show him laying down on his back in the street as first responders and his mother came to care for him in the middle of the street. There's a picture of him in the hospital. Not looking so great after getting shot in the stomach. The cabbie told the New York Post, yeah, he just get out, he closed his door, he turned around, and he shot me. He had just gotten his TLC license in March. He was listed in stable condition but needs a tube to help him breathe. After he was shot, he called his mother who lived nearby and told her, Mom, please come, I'm dying. Please come, let us talk, please. His mother said, he said, Mom, I'm sorry about everything I did to you. Which could have just been, like, was a back talker because you have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, horrible story.
Over a $40 cab fare. The driver should be awarded all assets of the shooter, who should be shot point blank in the gut and left in the street. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon. No bones about it, man. Yep, eye for an eye. And give me all your money. On the bandwagon.
You know, this is crazy. An old man just shooting people. Why do you have a gun? I have so many questions, but I'm on. I'm on, and this is crazy to me. Like, poor guy.
You know, he got caught. It's a story. He's going. He's in jail. How long is he going to go to jail for? What's the laws up in New York, you know, for this kind of a thing?
Well, Plaxico Burress got 3 years for shooting himself.
In the leg.
So I imagine if you shoot somebody else, probably a 10 spot.
They have death penalty in New York?
No.
Is he even going to survive the 10 spot?
Who cares? I like to see him get a 10 spot of a gun shoved straight up his you-know-what.
I mean, you're going until you're gone. Basically, that's the punishment. That's exactly, I think, how I would say it if I was the judge. You're going to jail until you're gone from this earth. Good day, sir. You lose. Hopefully the cabbie's okay.
Joe in the soda said what Chris was talking about where the cards fly around is called Uno Attack.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played it. I vaguely remember seeing it, though.
Look it up. It's a big machine.
It's a big machine, and cards just fly out, and you just, like, grab cards to, like, hand.
I would say I think that's, like, how you lose. Because, like, it's
52 pickup, except you Uno cards.
Oh, okay.
It's fun, man. I've played it, like, twice.
If you want to splurge and possibly take this to a B-dubs or something.
Well,
like,
well, the thing is, I don't know if they make them anymore. So,
oh, Facebook Marketplace, bro. You can find it.
eBay.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good.
Amazon.
Maybe. Actually, Amazon might have it.
Dude, I wouldn't buy anything on Facebook Marketplace. That thing is so ripe with horse
scammers.
Horse hockey.
Scammers.
Yeah, shoot that bastard in the gut. Leave him in the street to die. On the bandwagon. That's all we got for tonight. Joe in the soda said, do Payne and Pendergast know you're going for their best in the world title? We are greatest in the world.
We've already gone. We've already taketh.
We're greatest.
We currently possess. And they can kiss our ass.
Greatest undisputed. champions of the world.